Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, yo, yo, what up?
Can you hear me?
What's up? Yeah, I can hear you.
We can't be starting. We can't be starting shows like this. We have to start the shows like, hey, what up, y'all? It's Brother B, Big Red. Welcome to another episode of The Menu. That's how we got to start these shows. We can't be starting shows with, hello.
Can yeah, well, because I'm waiting for you to say something. It's like unmuted, and I'm like, hello?
I was
anybody there?
On, man.
Well, is anybody there?
I was there. I was on.
Oh. Anybody there? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, how do you hear me? Because I'm using a landline speakerphone.
I hear you fine.
Landline phone. I'm having on speaker. Huh?
I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Because my phone is...
I'm on my phone. My house phone.
Okay. So, once again... Hey, what up, y'all? It's Big Red and Brother B, and we've got another episode of The Menu popping off. Thank you for listening, not listening. It's all good.
Listening, not
listening. Might listen tomorrow. Who knows? Anyway, I hope your day was beautiful, and, you know, you're winding down with, you know, martini or some warm milk, and getting your relax on. You know what I'm saying?
Or martini and warm milk.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that mix. You might put you in the bathroom in a little bit. Either that, put you to sleep. But while you listen to the smoothed out voices of Brother B and Big Red, how y'all doing?
Smoothed out.
Hey, what's going on, Red? How you?
I'm good. I'm good. Maintaining. Just chilling.
You sound real happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what else? Listen, I have to be happy. I mean, listen, this is life, and we live in it, and you know what? Just live it to the fullest. Live it the best way you can. Whether it don't have to be, you know, it don't always have to be, you got to have the riches of the world. You know, like I said, your two riches of the world is when you take a breath in the morning and you wake up. That's the riches right there.
This is true.
Yep. I saw your riches right there.
So,
I feel.
I have a question. I have a question, more like a little rant event before we go into the topic. Now, I ride the train. I drive, but I do ride the train. And I'm just starting to have an issue. Well, actually, I've been having an issue of people that come on a tram and don't think that hygiene should actually be a part of their day. Now, listen, we all have done it, and we all do it, but there's certain times you should do it. Now, if you're digging up your nose, like, listen, don't be in the car. Train car, digging up your nose and think that you're the only one in the car. Because everybody sees you. Whether you believe it or not, yes, you're not invisible. People are watching you dig up your nose, but then they want to touch the pole. Or they want to touch something. Okay. See, this is where I'm like, all right, listen. That's nasty.
Exactly.
But I bet you if I farted on a train, they'd be looking at me like, oh, that's disgusting.
No, listen, they wouldn't.
A fart? Compared to you digging up your nose and then putting your hands on a pole? Really?
No, they wouldn't. You know why? Because that's what they do themselves. They do that, too. They'll fart and walk right and stand right there and just, you know.
Look around, right?
Yeah. Or they'll look around at all.
You know you did it,
mama. Right. Or they may not look around at all because, you know, I'm starting to notice. And I guess, like I said, as you You know, people always go getting down on, you get older and this, that, and other. They get, you know, they put getting older down. But you know what I like about getting older? Because you start noticing things, either about yourself or just the world around you, period. And you just start being enlightened to certain things. And, you know, you always open to learn something. And, you know, some of those people that do those things, like digging up their nose freely, you know, making passing gas in public or scratching certain places, and there, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to just put it, you know, well, I'm gonna put it out there. Certain cultures, this is what they do, and they do it in public, because most of the time, I'm not saying that American people don't do it, but a lot of times when you see people, and I notice it, the ones that dig up their nose and doing all that stuff, it's a lot of people that that haven't lived in America, or they come from another country or something like that. And I notice that's the ones that do that. Because mm-hmm. I would hope that most American people know, okay, let me get a tissue, let me, you know, a handkerchief. Like my dad, he used to carry a handkerchief and still does to this day all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's all it takes, is just carrying something with you. If you know that your nose is, you know, drippy, runny, or you're going, you know, carry a tissue with you. Put a handkerchief in your pocket. And then even with the passing gas, this is what they do, and it's nothing to them in whatever country they come from. It's like they walk past, hey, how you doing, Bob? And, you know, and, or that's how they greet each other. How you? Yeah, like, you know, like I guess that's how they greet each other. But, you know, they don't realize that those things are not things that you're supposed to do in public. But see, where they may, and like I said, I'm just, you know, noticing or whatever, in their culture or countries or whatever, this is what they do. And it's nothing to them.
Well, listen, whether you live here or you ain't from here, walk with a damn tissue, okay?
Exactly.
Don't be digging up your nose. I'm putting it someplace where everybody, yeah, yo, even people, you ever see people try to subtly dig up, like be real subtle and dig up their butt? Yo, listen, you digging up your butt. That's nasty, man. You know,
nope.
If you trying to pull a wedgie out, you're still digging up your butt.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Listen, I don't get the subtle people. I don't know, for some reason, I guess they think that I like to see. I don't know, maybe I got that look like, oh, you know, I know she likes to see this stuff. I don't get the subtle people. I get the people that stand right in front of me or stand in my eyesight, and like I said, they digging up for gold in the nose, or they, you know, all in the pants and digging and scratching. It's like, sir, oh, ma'am, do you realize that you out on a platform in front of people, or you? And let's talk about, it's not just people on the subway. It's people that take the bus also, because they also do it, not as much as subway people, but the people that take the bus do the same thing. I've seen it, where people have digged up their nose and then they pressing the bell to get off the bus. I'm not getting off that way. I'll go through the back way.
Now, some people may be like, why are they talking about this? Because you're nasty.
It's nasty.
I'm calling
it's
you out.
It's etiquette.
Whoever you are,
yeah.
You listening or you going to listen, yo, you're nasty.
Yep.
If this applies to you, yo, you nasty. Walk with some tissue.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Walk with some backup or something, but
or
don't be doing
a rag
that. Because
or something.
Then it makes me feel funny, because it's like, damn, okay, I may not be touching that pole, but how many other people may have touched the pole?
Absolutely.
And dug up their nose or did something nasty?
Exactly. And then you come home and you wonder why your hand is itching in a certain place.
Yeah, exactly. It'll turn green or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Man, when I come home from outside, that's the first thing I do. I go straight to the bathroom and wash my hands. I don't, nope.
Yeah, cooties is real.
I can't, because people are so nasty now and they don't care. And it's like, are you kidding? I'm like, you got to have some type of tissue. Even if you walk around, put a roll of toilet tissue in your damn bag or your book bag or something. Like, come on.
Nah, man, they're going to rub it on their shirt.
Nope, yeah, exactly. They're right, or rub it on your shirt while you walk.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
So, our topic for tonight. Let's get into it. And listen.
Yes, get into it.
I want to say, pardon me if I seem a little sluggish. You know, I'm just a little tired right now. I hope I ain't coming down with something because I got the chills. I ain't good.
Your chills over there. Your chills over there.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too hot, so I'm going to try to keep it flowing. But anyway, tonight's topic, courting. Is it a lost art? Want to set it off, Big Red? Want to set it off?
No, you can set it off. I'll just chime in.
You ain't really?
Yeah, I want you to set it off.
I just sat here.
Wait a minute.
And said that I wasn't feeling too well, but then, you can set it off.
You to set it off. You can say a little
something. Listen, you just as bad as helpful right now as, like, thin toilet paper. I'm trying to wipe your butt. Who wants thin toilet paper? No, that's a disaster. But all right.
Listen, when you ain't got none, you ain't got zero toilet paper, listen.
Yeah, well, then you got improvise. All right. Courting, is it a lost art? Yes, it is.
Nope.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. I think the problem is everybody is rushing to sleep together now. Instead of actually getting to know one another. And this is why there's a lot of broken relationships. A lot of broken relationships and people. They're not keeping it together. Like people together 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, but they really don't know. They don't take the time to figure one another out or know each other because they're so busy wanting to sleep together real quick, get that over with, and then boom, after that it's like, oh, now what are we gonna do? Well, we can go to the movies. Okay.
Yeah, but those things should be talked about before then.
Yeah, we'll see. That's what I'm saying. I believe it's a dead issue. Because, I mean, tell me why divorce and every time you turn around, you hear somebody, we breaking up. Why do you think that is?
Because there's nothing else. Mm-hmm. It's nothing else to the marriage or nothing else to the relationship. It's nothing else. It's like once you have, once the sexual thing is out there, it's like it's nothing else. It's like you're going to get bored with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, you can't sit there, meet somebody on Monday. I mean, listen, you can meet somebody on Monday, get married on Wednesday, move in on Friday. But don't be mad when you find out what you're getting.
Right.
Don't be mad if you find out, like, oh, I really don't like this person. You went above and beyond. You didn't take the time. And a lot of people, and I have to say it, like, okay, so let me ask you this before I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel women do that more than men, or you feel it's equal?
Well, women get married and or going get into that type of
relationship. No, it's just that, you know what I'm saying, they just quit. It's like they're okay with surpassing the courting part and jumping into the physical.
I feel that women nowadays are like that because a lot of women are looking for something. First off, I'm gonna say that they're looking for that
looking
male
for nub.
That they
no,
huh?
the wrong place.
Looking for nub, you stupid. They looking for that male that they didn't have growing up, and that seems to be a lot. That's like the majority of the problem. They're looking for that dad that they didn't have or wasn't around or may have been around sparingly. That's the first problem.
Okay.
So when they once they get a guy that's and then once you on the guy like once they get a guy that's talking all that what they want to hear, then it's like, oh, I'm in love. But he didn't even say, well, listen, you know, you look nice today, or can I get your number and get to know you? Can we go out somewhere? Can we go, you know, at least get a drink and sit down and talk? But once again, with social media now, and that's the main thing. With social media now, none of that happens, because guess what? Why should I take you somewhere and sit down and have a talk with you when I could do all of this online? I can talk and say anything I want to you online and make you believe anything that I say, because guess what? If I'm in front of you face to face, it's like I can't lie to you. I can, but I can't lie to you, because then you'll see my body language and say, oh, yeah, this Negro is lying. But if on the computer I can tell you all of that, you know, you're going to believe everything I say. Next thing you know, you'll be inviting me to your house instead of the let's go out thing.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, or Fire Stick and, I can't say the other word, but yeah, Fire Stick and that word. The D word.
Oh, that's a new one. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, that's a new one. Fire Stick and D word. You already know what the D word is. But that's the new thing now. It was Netflix and Chill was two, three years ago. You got to be updated now. Now it's Fire Stick and bang, yeah, and that thing. So
and
that's
see, this
the
is
thing.
Why I feel that Gordon is a lost art, because look. If you're so focused on Netflix and chill and Fire Stick and something else,
mm-hmm.
Well, that means you really have no intentions of knowing the person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Physically.
Wait, no.
What
I don't think it's that. Wait a minute. I don't think it's that. It's the thing of, and I'm going to say it, cheap-ass chumps. Nobody, they don't want to spend any money. Men these And now, they don't want to spend any money, so they figure, why should I go out of here, take you to, you know, let's say we go to Lowe's in Manhattan, I'm going to pay almost $30 for two tickets, then you're going to want to eat, then you're going to want nachos or popcorn, you know, while we're in the movie theater, and then I take you home, and I'm not getting anything else out of it.
Okay.
But maybe a kiss
but
on the cheek or a handshake.
But wait a minute. Wait. Okay. So how you gonna sit there in front like you got bread? There's a lot of dudes out there that's fronting they got bread.
Oh yeah.
But they don't want to spend it.
Yeah.
So you trying to tell me to spend $100, maybe $120 for the night is a problem?
Yeah.
But you want
because they're not getting nothing in return.
Well, I mean, eventually, somewhere along the line, you play your cards right. Women have made songs about this stuff, and apparently these dudes ain't
literate
or something. You got to play your cards right.
What songs do you hear like that now? We both listen to music, but I don't hear any songs like that anymore. I haven't heard any songs like that in years where on the men or the women's side, like men, male artists or female artists, I haven't heard any songs like that, especially with this generation coming. Like maybe the older school, like our people that we've listened to, probably make songs like that still here or there. But them, you know, that's not what's popping. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear, oh, let me take you out and let me go buy you something nice to wear so we can go. They don't want to hear that.
But
they
want to
hear the sucking and
the
this and that and lick this and lick that. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear that stuff.
Listen, my thing is, love ain't based on the damn song. A song may hit you at a certain moment or make you feel a certain way, nostalgic or something like that, but
mm-hmm.
a song shouldn't dictate how you're going to treat somebody or how you're going to be about your business when it comes down talking to women and talking to men.
That's what it is now, even from the songs to the, you know, to these little reality shows, to the movies.
You're a damn fool if you're going to let the TV dictate your relationship.
Well, what did I always say? The nobody, back in the, well, not even just the Instagram. Instagram and Facebook. You're right. It's not even the TV. It's Instagram and Facebook, and Snapchat is raising these kids now, or raising these young people. The TV, my mother used to say back in the day, oh, don't let the kids watch TV too much, because y'all let the TV raise the kids. No, it ain't that no more. And actually, this is that generation that were raised up on the TV. Now their kids are being raised up on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and all these social media sites now. They don't interact with their children. They don't teach. Once again, I have plenty of, like I speak to some of these young girls, and they don't know, like their parents or their mothers are not teaching them certain things. Their mothers don't talk to them. Their mothers don't talk to them and tell them how a man is supposed to treat them. And then guess what? The father is either not in the house or he's around, but then she's watching how he treats his other baby mama or his girlfriend or whatever. So she thinks that's what a man is supposed to do, or that's how a man is supposed to treat me.
Damn shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. They don't know what it is to court. They don't know what it is to go out anyway. I'm not saying all the young ladies are like that, but there's a good chunk, a majority of them, they don't know what it is for a dude to say, hey, listen, let's go to the movies. Let's just go to the park and sit down and talk. They don't know about that.
Well, you got women out there that think that's corny.
Right. You're right.
Because they're two babies listening to these broke-ass rappers and R&B singers.
Mm-hmm.
That they probably ain't gonna never meet, but they want somebody like that.
Like
so,
that Pap, was it in Papoose and Remy Ma?
Yeah, they want to get these imaginary players, and when they turn around and find out that they ain't important, especially after they gave up the box,
mm-hmm.
then they want to be mad and talk about, oh, men ain't this, men ain't that, blah, 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 blah. But you can't be mad at all men.
Exactly.
That's just one man that did you wrong. Or a couple if you let it. Like, women really, there's a lot of women out there that really need to be like, yo, I'm a weak.
Yeah, but they lowered their standards now.
I don't know why. That's the worst thing you can do is lower your damn standards. If you got to be alone, then be alone. But there's no
they
person
don't want to. If you... Now, as me being a woman myself, of course, why would I want to be alone? Well, why would I want to be alone? Because if I'm alone, and because I'm busy, once again, because I'm busy looking at my girlfriend on Facebook, and she got a husband, and, oh, she just got engaged, and
don't mean everything's all peachy?
Right, but like I said, we're talking about Facebook and Instagram. Once again, a facade. All of these things, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and whatever else they got out there, it's a facade. But guess what? Because I have low self-esteem and I'm the type of person that I'm thinking, oh, my girl, oh, she getting married. Oh, her and her husband went to Jamaica last week. Oh, and I don't have anybody. I'm alone. Oh, he brought her a stove and he did. So this is in their mind. They're thinking, oh. I'm just saying, a stove, or to wash something. You
not
know.
Get buying somebody a stove.
But, let me say this, a new stove. Not, like, you know, I'm sitting up here with this old broken down stove, and some man went out there and brought her the new silver one that light up. You understand what I'm saying? This is the mentality that these. That a lot of, you know, that people, and especially, like I said, women have nowadays, where they're so scared to be, they don't want to be by themselves, because then if they by themselves, or if somebody knows that they don't have nobody, it's like, oh, she don't got nobody, then that means her according to Facebook, her cooch is not up to par, so that's why she's by herself. Because I've seen it all on, you know, all those little, you know, things, and, oh, if you buy yourself in 2017, that means this, that, and
it's
like...
broken?
It's broken.
Your box is broken. You got the broken box syndrome.
Oh, you got a broken body, you know. So they're not. That's my thing is that's the sad part because they're focusing on the sexual part. What, like, that's the only thing that makes a woman is what she got in between the legs. That's the only thing that makes her a woman. What if this woman?
No.
Okay, what if that's not the only thing? What if she knows how to cook very good? What if she knows how to keep her house clean? What if she knows how to take care of business? That box ain't gonna be nothing if guess what, your rent ain't paid.
This is true. Gotta have
that box ain't
going
to be nothing. That box ain't going to be nothing if you're going through a traumatic time or going through something and you need somebody that's have that business mind that knows how to take care of business. That box don't mean nothing. Because the box can't go into an office and speak for the people or speak for you.
This is true. But that's the thing that I'm saying. It's like, why? It's not so much why. It's just that, all right, so you got chicks lowering their standards, but you got some dudes, well, let me say men, real men,
mm-hmm.
out there either A, running to another ethnicity, and it's not just black men,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It's white men, sometimes they do the same thing. They can't find anything in common with their own, but everybody either running to another ethnicity or they just turn around and use them and abuse them.
Right.
I got her for a week or two. Then I'm going to dump her. Then I'm going to go to somebody else. Or I'm going to dump him and I'm going to go to somebody else. Because nobody wants to, like I said, I don't understand why people just don't want to do the whole courting thing anymore. It's like, listen, you don't go into a supermarket and just grab food and throw it in a cart. You look at it first. Some of you check out the expiration date. You want to make sure you ain't buying something bad. But yet, you go out there, grab up a dude, grab up a chick, you let him in your home, you let him in your bed, and then you turn around, and then boom. Everyone, it's okay?
Yeah.
No, it's like regardless of whatever, it's what you're bringing around you. You know what I'm saying? It's the situation that you're putting yourself in. And some people don't want to believe it.
Right.
Call a 5891. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Sex and money makes a relationship go around,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know it's the professor. You know, I'm coming in here with the bark, man.
Okay, dog.
I'm coming in here with the pit bull bark.
Come on, drop some jewels, brother. Drop some jewels about the courting game. Because I think, you know what?
Ooh.
I was afraid to post that word because I thought people would think like, oh, he talking about going to court?
Sex and money makes the world go round. Listen. Here we are. It is the beginning of 2017. And you know what's sad? Mm-hmm. When it comes to the world of courting, that went out the window.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to relationships, there are a bunch of things that have gone out the window. And I'm going to break it down. Number one, the days that a guy could meet a girl and, you know, have a conversation, that's gone. Because you know what? These days, we as men, and I'm going to get on the ladies too. I'm not taking sides. I'm looking at it like this. As men, you know,
mm-hmm.
you see a fine looking woman, man. You're not going to see nothing but she's fine. You're going to be like, damn, she is banging, man. You know, she got a nice body. She's pretty and all of that. Okay, cool. But then after, some of us men are thinking about, yeah, let me get some of that. Now, in thinking with the other brain, you know,
no,
I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
Thinking with the other brain, we do some stupid, dumb things. We try to pursue and
hey,
stuff,
listen,
and
listen.
Then after we
listen,
sleep to
the our... only thing that separates us from animals is the thumb, okay?
Exactly.
So, you know, come on.
Yeah. We go ahead and think with that other brain,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna get our asses in trouble. And now, when it comes to the ladies, unfortunately, there's social media, there's reality television, and there's the influence of other women.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they're going to see is what's in your pocket, unfortunately. And I'm not saying all women do it, but the pocket is what's in your wallet is very important.
Yep.
You know, and so with all of that being said, the days of, you know, going out, taking nice walks in the park, going to the movies, going to the theater, that all went out the window. These days you can't take a woman out, and you know, some women might not appreciate it and say, why do we have to go there for? That's corny.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Some women, not going across
K-Dog, but you're right. Like, there are women out there who are just strictly interested in, like, what? You want to go out? Why don't you come over to the crib and chill?
And right, like, exactly.
Now, see, that's a green
exactly.
light. That's a green
exactly.
light. And once the guy hear that, she could be saying,
yep, it's open
really
invitation.
She could be saying, oh, come on over, but he's thinking, yeah, I'm a smash guy.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
And you know what's sad about it is
that he's gonna get a bologna wash.
Right. It's that, you know, you don't even try to get to know the woman. You don't even try to get to know her before you can smash, because the only thing you're thinking about is, yeah, I'm gonna get it. What you mean? Is that all you're thinking about, dude?
That is why, and
I'm gonna say this. You see, the problem is today is that both the man and the women are messing up the whole damn game.
Yep.
The game is
all screwed
up.
Yep. It's not just, you can't blame just one now. It's men and women.
It's both.
And that's what killed me. And I'm talking on, you know, I talk like on, you know, when these women be talking about men ain't this and men that. You're saying men ain't this, but guess what? You're doing the same thing. Exactly. You got to take accountability for the things that you're doing.
Because, like you said,
if you're not making a man know that. Okay, like I'm going to put it to you like this. Like I said, I tell anybody, listen, I like sex like the next fat person. But guess what? sometimes you got to say to yourself, all right, you know what? You have to say, okay, you know what? I at least want one person or one dude to be like, all right, let's go out somewhere or, you know, let's go do something or whatever.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a little sexual. It's nothing wrong with that. But don't make it the only thing. Right. Don't make it the only thing. Then you have to figure out who is for that and who's not. Like, you have to figure out, okay, this dude is only good for what he's good for. You know, I'm not going to expect anything else out of him. Then if you're dealing with somebody else, it's like, all right, this is a guy that maybe I know that is something that's going to go a little further with him. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with men. You have to know who's who. But when you get to a point, I'm going to have sex with him, sex with that, sex with this, sex with that. It's just like, all right.
But some guys, you know what they do? Let's just say they with somebody, but yet they have a chick on the side. They have that side chick.
Mm-hmm.
That side chick is going to give them something that the main chick ain't giving them.
Like, if
the main chick don't want to have sex, all right, let me go over to my side chick. Yeah, I'm banging my side chick.
Why do people have side chicks, K, or side pieces, K-Dog?
Because they
didn't properly do their homework the first time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, that's why these days, like I say, courting, I could call it relationships, are all jacked up. And you know what's sad about it? It's like the men are messing up on their part, and the women are messing up on their part too, because if, you know you're dealing with somebody, you should know what you're getting into when you're dealing with somebody. Okay, you want a man that, number one, oh, he has money, he has a career, he has this, he has that. Okay, if the man has a job, he's working a regular job, there's no need. Yep, and that's what happens. Some women get turned off. Like, oh, what the first thing they ask is.
That's funny.
And the first thing they ask, as soon as, hey, so what do you do? I drive a FedEx truck. Oh, is that it?
So they thinking money. Like, oh, FedEx? Oh, you making money.
No.
Yeah.
You already said
no.
That's it.
That's it.
That's not even good enough for them.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
And some
sounds
women
insane.
Are like that. Some women, they want, you know what it is? Like, they want a trophy to show off in front of their friends because some women, their friends.
Well, you can't show off a trophy if you ain't a champ. You can't.
Exactly.
You can't do that. You can't.
You're not
you
a
can't
champion.
Get a trophy if you ain't a champ, and vice versa.
But guess what? What if? Okay, how about this? But if my girlfriend is not a champ herself, but she got her a trophy, then if she got one, why can't I get one?
Exactly.
Because
that's how they look
at
it.
You don't know what she did. You don't know what she did.
Okay, so then
no,
guess
but,
what? I'm gonna do
what
she did. I'm gonna do what she did to get that trophy.
Like let's just say, oh, because the guy is working a regular job. Like, let's just say he works for the U.S. Postal Service. He's a mailman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a garbage collector. He's you know,
they
and I'm pointing
money.
Out all the blue collars. But still, some women get find that as a turnoff because they're like, oh, are you? Oh, that means you're comfortable. Like,
mm-hmm.
if they've been working at a place for a number of years, and they'll say, oh, you're comfortable, you're not successful, because their friends are high maintenance, and because you choose to go out with someone who's not up to par, girlfriends have a way of getting into their heads and saying, you know what, you need to get rid of
Listen.
You need to get rid of him because, oh, what does he do? The first thing, and you know what's worse is that the first thing they ask, oh, what kind of job do you do, huh? I go to work and I get paid. Oh, girl, you know what? Look where you are, because especially when there's a, like, let's just say the woman has a career and she's making more money than the guy. Some people feel that, oh, he's going to use you. And apparently some guys won't do that because they'll say, wait a minute, I'm making my own money. I'm working, but you're telling me that, you know, you think that I'm lower than low because I don't have a career like you do. I can't keep up with you. And unfortunately,
well, my thing is don't mess with somebody like that then.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? Some of these women out here, they turn around and be like, oh, I can fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can
exactly.
make them better.
I can fix them.
I can make
them better.
Listen,
you can't
go
change
go
somebody.
Fix go fix your toilet. Go fix something. Go fix your toilet too.
Exactly.
Stop trying to fix a door. Because if you got him and you met him and he laying on the couch and you making excuses, oh, well, he just really fell on hard times. All right, everybody falls on hard times. But
right.
if he ain't making no effort to get up, then what you going to do with that?
And that's the same thing as the women with these men going out here and they working and killing themselves, and the woman just sitting around and she ain't doing nothing
exactly.
and collecting food stamps and all that other stuff instead of
and
trying. I mean, it ain't
that.
Nothing wrong with food stamps, but at least be trying to do something to put a little income into the home
get
while this man is out here slaving, doing overtime and all that stuff, trying
but
to appease you, you know?
But still, it's never sad.
Yeah.
It's never enough. It's never enough because some women, if especially now to the women's side of it, some women are just lazy because they see, oh, well, he's working. The man could be working two jobs, and they're just sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them feel, oh, that's what he's supposed to. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what he's
supposed to
do.
It is 2017, ladies. That's not what he's supposed to be doing. Because you know what? Like I tell people, if I'm busting my butt every day at work, I expect you to be doing the same thing.
Take two to make it.
That's right. Take two to make it. Because
it's
not one. And that's the problem. Too many of these relationships, it's all based on money and sex and social media. And that's
yep.
the sad part about it.
Yep.
And outside influences. When
yep.
two people are when it's two of you together, your friends don't have to be all up in the business.
Nope.
And that's the problem that some people do. They allow their friends. Men do it. Women do it.
Yep.
Like the guys, they'll be like, yo, man, you smash that yet? Yo, if she ain't doing it, man, yo, listen, why don't you get yourself
well,
a
yeah,
side
yeah.
man? You
well,
get yourself.
She ain't giving it to you. She giving it to somebody else. So you
exactly.
leave that. You leave
they'll
her
put
alone.
That in your...
You leave her
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, they'll be
she
like, yo, man, dump that chick. Yo, she messing around with somebody else. She
yeah,
playing
guess
you,
what?
Playing
he telling her to dump. He telling him to dump him. And guess what? He going to try to holler at her.
Hell yeah, he's going to try to holler at himself.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably
and
why he's saying it, because he wants
like
to try
that.
And holler.
Some dudes are shady like that, and the same thing goes for the women. Some women, if he ain't doing nothing for you, you need to dump him, and then after, they're like, hey, like, excuse
me. Yeah, she's trying to holler at him. That's why you
right.
keep people. That's why you need to keep people out your business and don't. You know these women. Like I had. You know I have a female friend and she. You know I don't talk to her that often. We're cool. You know we've been cool since we were younger. But she's very like. She's one of them females. Like she tells me all her business about dudes that she's dealing with. And it's like why do you? I understand that we're friends, but it's like why do you feel the need to? And I'm not talking about just like, you know, we went out the other day, we had a good time.
Yeah.
I told her she'd be getting, like sexually explicit, and I'm just like, know all of that.
And some women do that. Some women do that. You know, they feel the need to tell all the business, how the guy did this.
Yeah,
and
how the guy, exactly. And it's like, I don't need to.
Can't be running your mouth like that, because then your girlfriend
would
be
able
to.
We're friends. I don't need to know all of that. All you have to do is say, you know, we had a good time last night. But no, she'd be just going into detail, and it's just like, all right, you're saying all of that, but see, this is how a lot of women get, you know, this is how they get got, because you telling your, you don't know what kind of, unless it's somebody that you know that you can trust. I guess that's why she does it with me, but. If you go around saying those type of things to other women, they going to try to get at your man.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Yep.
And some women, you know what it is, too? Especially when you have friends who are single.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and you know, if you were single with them and all of a sudden you end up in a relationship, they'll try to break that relationship up.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't no good.
They won't
I saw him
anything.
With Tracy
and
yesterday.
You know what?
Blah 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 blah.
Like, what does he do? What kind of job does he have? And someone, girl, you need to do this or you need to do that. And you know, when you go ahead and tell that other woman all the bad things about the person, and sometimes you know, and I've been in situations where I don't get, you know, a woman. If I'm doing something wrong and you're not telling me, but you're telling your friends.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I'm in the dark.
Right.
Stupid.
Right.
And that's the thing that's messed. That's the thing that's messed up with about these relationships. And the same thing goes for a guy. Like, you don't know, man. Oh, this chick is this chick is that. And when your friend sees you, like, well, I thought you two were happy. Oh no, I'm not happy with her.
No, I'm not happy with her.
Man. There ain't no future in your front. So you check this out. All right, so. There's another thing that I wanted to discuss, and that's why do people fall off when they get into a relationship? Like, why do you stop? Like, what's the deal with you get together and then, like, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road, people get bored with each other? Like, why do you stop doing the things that you did in the beginning? Why?
Oh, you know why? Because the fire burns out. Because guess what? It all relies on. It's some people get too exactly. They get too comfortable in the relationship. They think that the person is going to tolerate.
K-Dog, I got to ask you this, and then, Big Red. After that, and it's the same question. So, with that being said, do you think that if you were if you properly courted in the beginning? Would the fire be burning out later? If you knew the type of person or what you were getting into or who you were dealing with, do you think it would still burn out the same way?
It wouldn't, because you know what? Once you get to know the person, and you have to give yourself a chance to know, like 100%, because you have to see what kind of habits the person has, who the person is, what kind of personality the person is, and you have to study a person. The thing is that, unfortunately, like I said before, we as men, we don't try to get to know the woman before, and, you know, we don't give her the chance to know us. And, you know, number one, it starts off by being honest. You got to be honest about who you are. Yeah. You know,
right.
Let her know from jump who you are and stuff like that. Get to know each other. And, you know, before anything, try to control yourself. Control that joint right there, please, before,
but see, the problem with that is, male, they don't want to show themselves, because then
right.
You're showing me the wolf, because that's what you.
Okay,
that's
now
what
check
you,
this out. Check
you're
this
showing
out.
Me the hunter.
Check
yeah.
But now check this out. So many moons ago, me and this chick went out, and I was like, well, listen, you know, after we went out, you know, called to grab something to eat and stuff like that. I was like, listen, I don't feel comfortable letting you ride the train and stuff home by yourself. So I would like to escort you home. And I told her, like, listen,
yeah.
I ain't expecting that, but, you know, that's how I do.
Mm.
So she was like, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. So, you know, I got on the train with her, you know, we were chilling and whatnot. And she was like, I hope you don't think you're going to get some. And I was like, I have no intention of stepping in your door. I was like, I just wanted to make sure you got home safely.
Mm,
like, that's
right.
It. So she looked at me funny after that, and I was like, okay. But I didn't think nothing of it. So
mm-hmm.
We got all the way, now mind you, I think that she lived in Jersey City at the time. So I turned around, got her home, a block from my house, and you know what she says to me? She says, well, listen, I appreciate the fact that you took me, you know, you escorted me all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
She said, now I would like to ask one of you. And I was like, well, what's up? She said, do you mind spending the night? Because I don't want you to have to ride back by yourself. So I was like, I had to do the Dr. Evil thing, like, this is getting interesting. So I was like, well, sure, why not? You know what I'm saying? So, but mind you, I said from the jump, I wasn't focused on smashing or nothing like that. Now, I'm going to put myself out there, because after the situation happened, I told a couple of friends, and they was like, yo, you's a jackass. But he's a jackass. But, yo, I went in the house, and, you know, she's like, oh, make yourself comfortable. You want a drink? And I was like, oh, shucks. She put a deep drink. Let's do no Luther Vandross came on. Luther Vandross came
damn.
On. I said, oh. Then she's like, oh, I'm going to go take a shower. I was like, damn.
Oh,
I said,
damn.
Do I let the wolf come out? Or do I be cool? Now, mind you, the thing that helped me make my decision was the fact that we worked together.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do something stupid and then see her on Monday, and then she turns around and be like, oh, you fiend, or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
tell somebody else, like, oh, you fiend. Yeah, you fiend. So, you know, I had my little vodka and orange juice, was listening to Luther Vandross, you know, and, you know, we were chilling. And then she had got out the shower, and she was smelling real powdery fresh and all this and that. I was like, oh, she came standing to me, and I was like, and then we was talking for a bit, and then she was like, oh, I'm tired. She said, I'm going to bed. And I was like, all right, well, you know. The couch is comfortable. She's like, no, you can come sleep in the bed with me. You don't sleep on the couch. I was like, all right.
Oh,
all right.
You know what?
Oh,
Let me tell you something about that. She was playing the game with you.
I know she was. But I was like, yo, did I want to go for the bait?
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I did. I kept the wolf in the forest. I chilled.
Okay.
I slept in the bed. Because, you know, first of all, I wasn't sure, you know, I knew her from work, but I don't know if somebody was going to jump out the closet, because I did see a pair of male boxers sitting on the chair somewhere. I was like,
oh, no.
I was like, you live alone?
No.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I live alone. So I was like, okay, somebody's drawers is sitting on the chair over there. Like, don't think, I don't see that. But I was
right.
just like, yo, I slept with my clothes on because I was ready to start kung fu fighting. But anyway, fast forward. You know, I had left it. I saw her at work on Monday. Yo, she ain't even talk to me. She ain't talk to me no more.
Because you didn't hit it.
Yeah, no, you didn't fall for the trap.
I was like, so wait a minute. I was being a gentleman, and this is how you treat me? You know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
now
maybe
she feels...
Maybe you for a second date, and that would have happened.
Because
no.
she felt that you didn't... She felt that
yeah.
she was unattractive. Now, she felt that she was unattractive because she's like, oh, he's not touching me. He's not, because that's what she's used to. And like I said,
yeah,
women,
you know what,
that's what we're used to. We're used to a guy. If we tell a guy to stay at our home, and just like you said, you went and took the shower. And mind you, like I said, it was a trap. She was playing again because the thing is, you
yeah,
just told me
game,
when we
man.
Was on the train, oh, don't think you're getting any. No, that was, oh,
right.
yeah, you are getting some. She might have said you getting some. She might have said, oh, yeah, you going to get some.
Oh, yes, it is.
But was I wrong?
No, you wasn't
mm-hmm.
wrong.
No, you did the right thing because you know what? What you did was that you didn't fall for the bait because, you know, that could have been a test. That could have been a trap and stuff like that. So you were man enough to walk away. You were man enough to stand your ground and say, hey, listen, look. I'm not going to try and, you know, any type of crazy monkey business.
I mean, I ain't going to lie.
You know?
She's sexy as hell. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was like chewing rocks with no teeth. It was hard.
Right.
It was hard.
Yeah, but that's the thing. See, she's so used to, and that's the thing, she's so used to guys. If that was any other guy, he would have, you know, did what he had to do and, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly, handle his business.
Handled his business, but then guess what? When I see you on Monday, then guess what? He might have been the one not to speak to her. And
right.
he might have been, you know, like trying to be friendly with him or whatever. Then he'd have been like, oh, yeah, yeah, she sweat me now. I done gave her the good stuff. She sweat me now.
Yeah.
And I've been in situations like that, where not where I played the game, but I've been in situations where I've, given myself up to somebody. And then when I see him again, they act like they don't want to be bothered. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, it happened.
Really?
Happens.
Like,
you know
wow.
Let's just say I got the cookies, and then after, you know what? I don't need you.
Right.
Hey, that's all I got.
Right.
I ate up all the cookies, and I'm good.
Right. So it's like, now it's like, okay, I knew what your, I know what your intentions are, but then you want to act like that when you see me, but then you want to wait months later to hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm going to engage with you now? No.
If I would have known then. Where I knew now, yeah, I'm sorry. I would have been jumping off the top rope. I would have jumped off the rope.
He's like, I'm going to give you these 2-inch pythons. What was the name? Randy Savage. What's the hell that used to do it?
Yeah.
Macho Man, Randy Savage. I'm gonna give you these two.
You know what I mean? I really, when I saw her that Monday, I really didn't expect that. Like, she refused. I was like, right there, as soon as you walked,
her feelings
was hurt. You walked in on the elevator.
She probably thought that
you
was gonna get it.
Yeah, her feelings
yeah,
was hurt.
I was shocked. And then a couple of weeks later, a coworker of mine, he was like, yo, she invited me out. I smashed her. I said, really?
Damn.
Like,
wow.
Ooh, and I told him, I said, well, yeah, see? He said, you ain't hit it? He said, oh, wow. Oh,
man.
Oh, wow.
He said, okay.
But
and
see, that's not good either, because then
that
means.
He was like, you okay?
That's not good, but then that means she, you know, she's one of, you know, she was loose. She had loose booty.
She was in heat.
Well, I don't know, because what if I did smash it? And she didn't, you know what I'm saying?
You probably
maybe
would have had
went down the same
reaction.
Path. I don't know.
No, but you know what the game would be? Oh, you're a dog. Oh, that's all he wanted. Because, you
mm-hmm.
know, some like Big Red said, some women are used to that. Some women are used to bringing a guy home, and the first thing he does is just hit it and split.
No problem.
You know? And,
well,
and she's
some,
been talking
and,
about both of y'all at the same time.
And that's how you get into the trap.
Yeah.
I was trying to be cordial.
But you know what? And speaking of just how we're saying with the courting thing, that's what men used to do. They used to do that where they make sure you got home safe. You know, especially, I mean, having
yeah.
a car is different, but that's what males used to do. Say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to at least walk you to your door. I'll at least take a cab with you to your house to make sure you get in.
But like I said, that all went out the window. It's not in style no more. Let me tell you, love is not in no more. It's replaced by sex. I mean, people take the desire to have sex and love and put it all together and think that, hey, I'd love to make love to a woman who I'm in love with, but let's face it, that is gone. That's gone. And, you know, like I said, these days in courting, it's all about the sex and the money.
And, you know, and as I say all the time, nobody is teaching these young people, you know, and they're not teaching this generation. They're not teaching. Like, you have very few people that are teaching their young lady or their young, you know, young son certain things. Like, I have two sons, and I try to, you know, I'm trying to teach them certain, you know, certain things when it comes to women or a woman. But if you got a woman that don't know nothing about that.
You know why they're not listening to it? Again, social media.
We have reality
TV. When you look at reality television, what did they show you about relationships? Nothing positive.
Nothing, exactly.
Yeah.
Cuss out the woman, beat her up, but cuss her out, call her name.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't my only baby mama, or I'm smashing my wife, my baby mama, and my girl. You know, it's like stuff like that.
That stuff is out the window. And another thing that's going on, let's listen to the music. Music, you don't have no romance. Because you know what some people look at that as? They'll tell you, it's corny. Like, okay, the whole thing started with R. Kelly and stuff like that. You don't have, like, the Luther Vandross. You don't have the Marvin Gaye. You don't have the...
Even Aaron Hall. Aaron Hall wasn't talking dirty like that.
Mm-mm.
Hells yeah.
He said, my mind is telling me no, but my body telling me yes.
But see, what I can say about R. Kelly, but he had the bump and grind and all that stuff, but it was still some type of subtlety to it. Like, it was still some type of, even though he was saying ain't nothing wrong with, but did he say it ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, but he still had it with, okay, I'll buy you some flowers. Let's take a ride on the coast. Like, he still made it where, like, okay, we're going to do the bump and grind, but you know what? I'm going to take you on a ride across the, on the coast somewhere. I'm going to take you to the beach and
you know
just sit out and look at the sunset.
You're right.
This posse, you know, I love them dudes, but I got to blame some of this on Jodeci.
Jodeci.
A lot of babies got made to Jodeci.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Jodeci. Turn up the Jodeci, man.
Yeah,
you know, you got...
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
right.
I wake up feeling so...
Right, that's what I'm saying, but it was still, let me take you, just let me do something to make us get to that point.
Look.
It wasn't like, all right, get on your knees, get in the hotel room. I'm gonna take it. You know, these guys are different with it now.
Like in the days of our parents, I mean, hey, you had Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on.
Right.
Like Teddy Pendergrass, turn off the lights. He meant turn them off.
Close the door.
Close the door. Turn them off.
He was real aggressive with that, but people that were already together. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, courting was real.
Teddy was just keeping it real, because when Teddy would be like, you got to, you know, when he was,
yeah,
he would be like, come here, babe. Come here, woman. You know, yell at you, you know, let you know, yo, what's up?
My
girl. Or Teddy, when he would say turn off the lights, when he screamed, turn them on.
Yeah,
like,
turn
them
on.
You had a smooth brother like Barry White telling, you know, I'm never going to give you up, you know. But, however, like I said.
Yeah, listen, Barry White will make you not just turn off
the
light. You'll go hit the whole fuse
box. Yeah. When he said turn them off.
Shoot, Teddy, what's his name, Barry White, your drawers would just come off by the sound of his voice, with that, the bass in his voice, I had your drawers come in. Come on, baby.
Have you called Connor to contest on your service? Like, I don't want my life no more.
But yeah, like you said, Barry White can make the drawers come off.
That's right. His voice alone, because so much bass. Yeah, so much bass in that. Well, your drawers just come off and be, I'm not talking on the floor.
No,
that was a part of the whole recording process. Like you listen to nice little songs, you sit down and you talk. You didn't just have sex and then turn around and listen to the song on the way home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that just didn't make
sense
now.
Right, yeah.
Like you hear Jeffrey Osborne telling you, I'm going to take you all the way, and be like, oh, you know, turn up the romance. But then after now these days, like I said, parents don't really show their children much. And you have a lot of these guys out there, they're looking at role models. Who they look at as role models? They see the rappers. They see the basketball players with multiple baby mamas.
The relationships don't last, and that's why I was saying, why is it that people fall off in relationships? Like, yo, how you gonna start a relationship and then turn around? You get
cut
too
it
comfortable.
Off.
Yeah, you get or you get comfortable and you're just like not interested anymore.
Right.
But how do you do
right.
that?
Very simple. My thing is this. You got to get to know the person, and you know what? People change. People get tired of it after a while because they're going to say, damn, I'm tolerating him, I'm tolerating her. You know, she has her bad habits, and I'm putting up with it. Well, you should have known this. You know, and this is the problem. You should have known this from the get-go. But unfortunately, people waste each other's time, and next thing you know, they abruptly like, oh, it's over between us, huh? What are you talking about? Let's talk about this.
I don't want to talk because we never talked in the beginning.
Right,
that's the whole
exactly.
thing. Communication, because if the communication is there, then there would be some type of, communication and mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
If
exactly.
that's there, then, it, you know, some type of common ground can be found. But if you don't have the respect, and if you don't have the, you know what I'm saying, the communication,
it's all out the window. The relationship will die slowly because you look at like, let's talk, let's sit down and talk. But unfortunately, some people don't talk. You know what they do? I need to talk to you about something. Can I talk to you? It's not like, you know, you try to talk to the person. You're talking at the person, like you're attacking.
Yeah.
You start attacking the person, there's going to be a problem because you start attacking the person, and the person's like, "What? Where's this all coming from?"
Right.
Like,
you're bringing up all these problems.
I gotta talk to you for a minute. Why your feet stink before you go to bed?
Oh, your feet stink. And it's like, oh, your feet stink. Why do you wear that? Oh, why do you dress like that for? You can't even dress. Like, wait a minute. Where did this all come from?
All
right. Yeah.
What the hell?
And when that nitpicking is never a good thing.
No, it's a bad thing because you're nitpicking, and it's like when you're nitpicking the other person, what you're doing is this. You're not making the person feel good. The person's feeling hard. That person is like, damn.
Insecure.
I'm that bad? How do you think that person's going to feel?
Right.
They're not going to be happy. They're going to feel like, damn, man, she really thinks that of me, or wow, he really thought that of me? Wow, he thinks my feet stink? Oh, wow, she doesn't like when I wear this? She doesn't like it when I talk? Okay, fine.
Right. Yep.
You should. There has to be a common ground. When meeting a woman, you got to make it known. Like, hey, okay, find your likes and dislikes. Talk to each other. Don't just look at, damn, man, she got a banging ass. No, talk to her. Open your mouth. Say something. And for her,
they don't have social skills.
That was just a big red. Thank you.
Yeah, they don't have social skills. I think this started from. I really think. Like, I'm starting to think that you're not starting, but I think this stuff may have started even when they were little kids. Where you know how when you get your report card when you like in kindergarten, and it's like the satisfactory, unsatisfactory, needs improvement. I think they got an unsatisfactory on you know, social skills, because they do have that where, you know, so you know, can socialize with friends or can socialize with the teacher or whatever. They don't have any social skills because they was that kid that was always in the damn corner because they was always doing some shit they was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Or they done kicked somebody in the ass or something like that, so you got sent to the damn corner because you don't know how to express yourself instead of telling the person, listen, leave me alone. You just kicked them or whatever. But, yeah, I don't think they don't have any social skills. And I see that
we even, not just, and
you know the sad thing about it? It is males and some females too. And
Over 40. Oh yeah, that's the worst. Because you know what? If you're gonna be, if you're at a certain age, and of course when you're courting, some people they lack the maturity of courting. They lack the maturity.
They lack depth. They lack content. They lack a few things. You know what I'm saying?
And lack patience.
A whole lot.
Yes, you know. Give yourself a chance to know the person. Give the person a chance to know you. But people aren't doing that anymore. Everybody's rushing. Oh, at the, you know, let's just say someone who's in their early 30s, they already have a timeline of what they want to do. Oh, at this age, I'm going to be, I'm going to be seeing him. Oh, at this age, I'm going to get married. I'm going to get engaged. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids, yada, 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 all this stuff. No, sometimes it doesn't work like that because people don't wait. That's the problem. Nobody waits anymore to get into a relationship. They meet the person, boom, tomorrow, they put it all over social media, they put it all over, so-and-so and I are together. And you know what makes me laugh, what really irks me is that when you see couples on social media, you see these couples looking all happy, a boyfriend and girlfriend, they're not even husband and wife, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and you're like, yeah, something's wrong with that. You ain't being a hater, but you're keeping it real. Like, wow, okay, that person, what the hell is going on here? Oh, I'm in a relationship. And they put in every detail of their relationship on social media.
Wait. They only put the good stuff.
Right, they put the good stuff, but never the bad.
They don't put the bad stuff. They only put the good stuff
out there. Oh, my goodness.
Because when the bad stuff happens, they stay quiet. They're not on social media.
You're right. They're not on social media until like maybe a whole year later. Then it's, oh, I hate men. Oh, Negroes ain't this. Oh, this, that. And then they putting all them crazy quotes on there.
Hold on. These chicks ain't loyal. Negroes ain't loyal.
Let's introduce King of Kings himself.
Uh-oh.
The man who has a relationship and he runs his ship tight.
I run the ship tight.
I run it so tight
that baby mama drama is driving me to the store right now to go get her dinner.
Damn.
No. What happened was you just took a little break. You just had to leave out the house, just, you know what I'm saying, just to get some air because it's a nice day. You know, you're doing your father and you know, man duties, so you just need to take a break. Ain't nobody running you to the store, Jack.
Oh, hell no.
That's right. We'll make you walk the plank.
it's the only way I could call in on the show right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
No. Your reception was bad in the hallway, so you had to step outside. See? I'll help you out, man. Work with me. Work with me, dog.
Hold on. I got to check out my list. I need to check out my list where I need to get the list that I made.
Exactly. You made the list because it was your decision to go to the damn store. Like, you like James from Good Times.
God. Damn it.
Oh, man. Know, right? This is crazy, man.
But, I mean, like I say, it's like, when people get quiet, it's yeah, like you said, Kate, though, they're on Facebook, they're talking all this junk. The next thing you know, they just go quiet.
Yep, and then
yeah.
they come back on Facebook.
Everything is sweet. Everything is this. Everything is that. Like, everything ain't sweet. Like, stop it. Like,
if you're afraid to post
the negative, don't post the positive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you sound, because people can see right through your shit.
Right.
Like people,
you know, it's like I said, if you're going to put your whole relationship on Facebook, damn, there's a problem.
It is.
Yeah, like,
that's
it
what we're trying to convince. Like Ghostface said, don't front for me, man. Like,
that's right.
Well, you ain't got to front for me. It's like, yo.
Well, you and that person,
and
then a whole year later, you posted somebody else. It's like, yo, what happened to dude? Like, what happened to the other
guy? Yeah,
exactly. what happened to the other guy?
Well, you see, what happened was there was a fire, and he couldn't get out of the house.
And I got burned.
Meanwhile, his page still up. They were like, I thought you was dead. Like, who's that?
Who told you that?
Nah, people. I mean, man.
It's bad.
Seeing
everything on Facebook.
I know.
It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy, man. The whole thing about Courtney, like I said, it's all gone out the damn window.
Like, you got to get to know. Listen, once again, it's like going food shopping. You don't just go picking up anything and throwing it in the shopping cart. You look at what you're buying first. So how could you not be that discriminatory, that discreet?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, see? But how could you not be that discreet or discriminatory when you're dealing with someone you eventually may sleep with?
Right.
So you're trying to say what you put in your stomach is more important than what you put in your box or in your mouth or, you know, in somebody?
Right.
That's crazy.
Remember, people do that to make other people jealous. To show Big Red that I'm the king of the castle, that I'm running stuff, and I'm a happy person. But when the shit hits the fans, that's none of your business, right?
Right, yeah.
We can't talk about you like that because you put the clean and the dirty drawers up there.
Because I don't give a damn.
Listen.
I'm the best.
That's why everybody loves the hot rod. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
How you going to see the clean and the dirty drawers?
That's true.
He may not say what size. He may not say what size, but, you know, he's still a little laundry out there. But you know what? It is what it is. But people respect that more. Like, if you put something out there, people are going to answer you more honestly because they know that you're not coming up there expecting for somebody to tell you something one-sided. Like, well, I'm just going to blow smoke up his ass and I'm going to tell him what he wants to hear. No, they're going to tell you something that you don't want to hear because they know that you're going to come with the real no matter what. So whether you want to hear it or not.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Brother B. Well, that's why I called in to tell Big Red a quick story. Oh, like a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, of course, I buy hop all the time before my children's days. But there was a beautiful hot Latino girl.
Okay.
You know, the bartender introduced us and we talked, you know, chilling, whatever. And at the night, I walk into a car, and she stopped and looked at me weird, like, what's wrong? It's like, not to be disrespectful, but you have not made any moves on me. You didn't ask me for my number, this and that. You didn't try anything on me. I'm like, is that a bad thing or a good thing? It's a good thing, but she never used to something like that. And I told her, not every guy's out there to get you, you know.
Right.
I don't know you, but at the same time, you know, you're hot. I won't have sex with you, but let's be real, you know.
Right.
I'm older than this, you know. This is not that. I don't play no kids games anymore, you know.
Right, yeah. But see, that's the sad part about it,
yeah. You know, she was, like, so memorized about it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we became good friends regardless. But to this day, she's like, I can't believe you, like, one of the few guys who's down to her. And like Brother B said, it's still like it is, but you didn't come after me. I'm like, I believe if it happens, it happens, you know, in the long term. But
It's going to be.
But like I said earlier, Hot Rod, not a lot of people are used to that because you know what? Some women will be like, huh? Some women might find it corny because
say, oh, he's gay.
You know,
that's
the first thing they
say.
He
touch me? Oh, he's gay. Like, whoa. I ain't got nothing, no problem with gay people. Why I got to be gay? Because I didn't want to sleep with you. Like, maybe I'm just not that type of person, but some women. Some people can't really grasp that concept.
Respect.
Like, wait, you don't want.
And then guess what? How about this? Maybe that was on that. Maybe that's on the woman's mind. Maybe she does want to have sexual activity, and she figuring, oh yeah, I'm gonna get some, but she just not gonna see women. We women, you know, I hate to give all secrets that little secret out, but we, like I said, we play that game like, oh, we not, you know, we're not interested.
Thank
but
you.
Then in the back of our mind, we like, yeah, I'm just.
But wait,
you know,
a
minute,
all right, so,
get
so what's gonna hurt? What's gonna hurt in just saying like, listen. Do you find me attractive? I find you attractive. Let's just get popular tonight. Now, if something happens
because,
after that,
tell you
something
one
happens
thing.
After that. But I just want to get popular right now.
I'm going to tell you one word why.
Yeah, you
because I don't want
to
be looked at as a hoe. That's why.
Well, there's male
the
hoes, too.
What's a hoe? What's a
hoe? What's a hoe? That's a farm tool. That's a farm tool.
Whore, okay, whore, whore. That's, you know, I've been watching some of these movies and Law and Order, and they're like, oh, she's just a whore. Yo, I'm dying the way they be saying
it. Now, wait a minute. If you notice the difference in the wording, there's whore and there's hoe. Hoe is a farm tool. Whore is someone who I believe just does it for profit. Now, there are women out there that are not doing that for profit. They're just having a good time. So if you're having a good time, technically, you're not a whore. You're just doing what you do because you enjoy it. That's all. Now, if somebody wants to call you a whore.
But they know. But the thing is, that's the thing.
You tell them, I don't know anything about farming.
Well, shut up.
You know,
I don't know anything about some damn farming. Get out of here. He said, yeah, you going to dig some hole. I'm going to dig a hole tonight. That's what he going to say. I'm going to dig a hole. Yeah, see? You do know about farming.
But listen, you know what the problem is discretion. See, that's another issue.
Yeah.
People be talking too damn much.
Right,
they,
yeah,
they
exactly. Oh, absolutely.
You know the way you tell everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
that's,
the,
that,
and
that's
like I said, they let the cat out the bag.
Males talk more than the females do.
Of course.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's
dudes talk way more
that's
than
given,
women
man.
Do.
Well, we do it to show off. We do it to show off to say that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Brother B.
Yeah,
you know,
that we the
I
man.
I did it. Yeah, I'm the man.
Like, yo, man, I tapped it, man.
Yep,
I did
it,
yo.
Or whatever.
Like Kool-Aid? You know, man?
Like Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's like all that other stuff, like you.
It's not like Kool-Aid. That's the problem.
Don't need to be talking about.
Yeah.
she needs to go get some Maxingill or something.
Summer Eve, girl.
Exactly.
Summer Eve. Go for Summer
whatever,
Eve.
Whoever.
Oh, it tastes like beer.
Summer Eve. Winter
like
Eve. Fall Eve. But
it's really very interesting. It is.
That's what it is.
It's like all these.
It's
like, where is it really going? Like, it went from back in the days, our parents was love, and then, like, K-Dog said, like, and I really have to believe him, like, love. Like, where the hell is it? Like,
yeah,
is, like does
no
it
love,
even
man.
Still exist?
Ain't
no
love.
To be honest,
ain't no
I don't
love.
Think
listen,
so
it's, like I said, sex and money, man. That's what it is.
Damn. Yep.
I could do
a rap video.
Hey, I need the money part. Screw the sex. I can live without sex now. Give me the money, please. I got two kids to take care of now.
Right, shoot.
Listen, unless you're a pimp, money ain't paying the rent.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, unless you shaking it for them old ladies, Hot Rod, I don't know what to say. the old ladies pay good, too.
That's right. They get them pension checks and SSI and
hey,
this is
one of them company. I just want you to come chill with them and eat some cake.
Listen, they're going to run my belly anytime.
You might walk in there. You might have the Golden Girl sitting up in there.
Yeah,
there
you
go. I don't mind it. Please. Rub
that's
my
right.
Go ahead.
They'd be like, get up on the table. After we eat the cheesecake, let's clear the table. Let's clear the table.
In your ass. But anyway.
Oh, God.
Please.
Oh, man.
If they want, I put on Depends for them. I don't care.
Oh, Lord. You know Depends coming to G-string now, right?
Oh, Lord. Okay. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of information right there.
Much information, man.
That's really a lot of
EMIs.
Depends some with these things.
That depends.
How you gonna be sexy in a diaper
now?
You can't get sexy in a diaper.
With or without the thing? Hello.
Yo, he called
me at the store yet. I mean, I felt, you know, this is very productive, but, I mean, it's not like people, some people will take heed, some people will listen, but a lot of people just won't, and they're going to continue doing what they're doing anyways. But if you're going to do
exactly.
it,
exactly, and that's the sad part about it. That's why,
you know,
as parents, you got to teach your children better.
Yeah.
Teach them how to be better people, because, listen, right now, we're living in a world where relationships are all screwed up.
Yep.
Thank you.
Like Whitney said, I believe that children are the future.
I don't.
Shoot. Maybe back then that was true, but now, please.
But you know what? Hey,
not
like
me.
The other day, someone was like, oh, where are the days when you could sing song lyrics to women? I'm like, women don't want to hear that stuff.
No,
man,
they want to hear that twerk music and shaking booty and you know, I want to be a stripper tomorrow. You know, I'd rather be in the club, Jimmy. Oh, she made $1,000 last week. I'm going there.
Yeah, I don't understand how Facebook.
Like these days, you can't ask a woman something. You know what they'll ask you? Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
I gotta pay my rent. Now, what you think?
You know what's so funny? I was listening to that song a couple of weeks ago, and this is what I meant by what I said earlier. They don't make songs like that no more. Where it's like she was basically telling me, listen, ain't nothing going on but the rent. You gotta have something in order to be with me. It's like, I don't mind giving you my love, but you gotta bring something to the table also.
Wow,
but that's
what I'm
saying. Females don't sing songs like that no more.
It's all about let me get the keys.
Right,
yeah,
bad and bougie. They don't even listen. Please.
I don't know. I heard it for the first time. I'm like, really? This is
bad
a song?
And
bad and bougie?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much beginning. Oh, well, these songs today does not make sense at all.
Listen,
nope,
half of them chicks that sing that bad and bougie song is bad and biscuits and grits. That's what they are.
Hell yeah.
Shoot.
Listen,
well,
take off the makeup. They look horrible.
They look like fake.
Horrible.
These chicks, if you want to talk about fake made-up chicks, man, they look like it. Looking like fake-ass Barbie dolls.
And you know what? And a lot of men don't even want to deal with that. Some of them just want something, you know, they just want... They don't want a whole bunch of eye candy. They just want somebody normal. They want somebody down to earth. But it's
well,
like what you said to me before,
even the ones that do look normal, they want to become eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
but,
if we can't talk, we ain't got nothing. If we can't sit down and
no conversation,
and a conversation be held, then I don't know what to say. We really don't have anything in common.
Brother,
you know,
B,
and that's the thing. You can't. I'm not sleeping with somebody that ain't got nothing in common with like that.
No, I disagree,
because you
can't
mess mentally, then there's no purpose.
Nope.
You can't communicate.
Nope, there's
with
no
Facebook.
Communication.
Social media. That's how I communicate
now.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm gonna put something else out there. I used to be on Black People Meet years ago.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
That's
old school.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I used
that's
to do that
back
year.
In the day.
And you know what? Some of the stuff that people would type and they put in their profile and they say, but then when you get on the phone with them, it's like, you know, like there was one chick, you know, she was so, you know, she said, you know what I'm saying? I thought she was a rapper. But, you know, she had on, in the picture, she had a nice dress and all that. But you came up from, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sands of World, Sun Bond. I was like,
oh,
God.
She casted you.
Because I was scared. I was like, yo, are you what you say you are?
Right, exactly.
Like,
she might have been a damn
too. Yo, she was like, Mom D, she was talking the dumb language. I couldn't get it.
Word of music.
But when she was typing, it was so nice and everything else. But then when you got on the phone,
Yo, oh, yo, what up,
but
son?
But see, that's the thing. That's what's missing. That's what's missing now because nobody, it's no voice contact. It's only texting. Everybody either text or go on, what's the other thing, the chat or whatever. It's nobody speaking.
WhatsApp.
So now you don't know how this person is or their you can tell somebody's mannerism or how they are by the way they speak and, you know, how they're articulate or not. They could speak proper English, period. But that's how you can tell. But on the computer, yeah, you'll think that they're speaking proper English. Guess what? There's a thing called spell check. And they may necessarily know how to spell that word, but guess what? Spell check will help them out.
And I'm not going to lie.
They may not remember that.
I'm a horrible speller.
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
I'm bad.
But I'm just saying, we've all been out of school. My thing is, we've all been out of school, like, some time now. So you're going to have trouble with certain words here and there.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to have
If you spell in cat, CAC, then we got a problem. It's not cack, it's cack.
Cack.
Yeah.
Cack.
Okay, are you saying seat instead of scene? And that's what I'm saying. Seat. And you're saying, I can't stand to hear grown, and like I said, grown people with grown children saying seat. There's no T at the end. Where do you win?
Oh,
you'll come from?
Oh, wait, I got one for you. Oh, yeah, I saw you across the street.
Instead of shrimp. Instead of shrimp. Isn't it S-H? Yeah, scrimp. That's what it is. Scrimp.
Or even worse, guess what? There's another one. Breath. B-R-E-F-F.
Yeah, oh, God.
Breath.
Or what is the other one? Axe. Or go ask. Ask him. No, it's ask.
Ask him, yes. Yes.
Like, these people don't know diction. They don't know how to, like, who helped, like, who in the hell was talking to y'all when y'all were babies? Who was talking to y'all?
And Big Red, this is why
Donald. The parents.
This is why Donald Trump is your president right now.
Exactly.
Okay? All
right? I've been saying that, but that's why Donald Trump is president.
Instead of Hillary, they hit Trump by mistake. Okay. Oh, I need to vote for Hillary, but I can't read right now. So
yeah, I can't. He said I can't read right now.
Oh man.
Oh God! But it's sad. Who's trying to speak? Like who? Asking. Seat. No, it's not seat. It's seen. With an N at the end.
It's synced. It's synced with a T at the end, man. That is just.
Well, we got 2 minutes left. Everybody, shoot off their parting gift of knowledge. Please.
Yeah.
Listen, get to know the person. That's all. Take them out.
Yeah,
take me out on a date. Can you do that? Can you buy me a cheeseburger from McDonald's?
That's too much.
That's the dollar meal.
Damn,
two
man.
Two for 20.
Word
that's
up.
Right.
2 for 20 something.
Well,
I do 4 for 4 at Wendy's. I love that. Sure, you give me a 4 for 4 from Wendy's.
Do people date anymore? Do people date anymore?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Listen,
there's
go get a 4 for 4 from Wendy's. I like nuggets, the cheeseburger, and the fries. Listen, we tap that up, go to the beach, and just sit out there and eat, and I'll be good.
What are you doing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock?
Hello. Ah, you're so stupid. What you doing?
No, on that note, we out of here, man. No. Everybody, Monday night, 10:30 p.m., Absolute Truth, K-Dog,
thank you.
The Hot Rod himself, Sean Black, and Anitra B. Check it out. Long Talk Radio.
Yes, sir, y'all.
All right, y'all. So. See y'all. Thanks. See y'all later.
Another one in the
peace out.
Peace out.
He like peace out.